The attacks in Paris last week have been generating a lot of discussion all over the globe, and not all of it has been based on actual facts. Now, everyone can misspeak from time to time, but this statement by news commentator Steve Emerson on Fox News yesterday really took the cake.
You basically have zones where Sharia courts are set up, where Muslim density is very intense, where the police don't go in, and where it's basically a separate country almost, a country within a country.
Emerson was describing what he called no-go zones all over Europe, in France, Sweden, Britain, and he singled out Birmingham, England.
There are actual cities like Birmingham that are totally Muslim, where non-Muslims just simply don't go in.
That was definitely news to the 3 million-plus people who live in the Birmingham metropolitan area, because it is absolutely not true. Emerson has since apologized, but his gaffe inspired Guardian journalist Simon Ricketts to create the hashtag FoxNewsFacts. Simon joins us from London. Okay, Simon, I've been known to put my foot in my mouth from time to time. Thankfully, none of my mistakes have gone viral. Why did you create the hashtag?
Well, I think the first reaction to what that man said was obviously anger from a lot of British people, particularly people in Birmingham. And anger can get slightly corrosive and can get quite nasty. So one of the best ways to react to something so laughable is to laugh. And I thought it would be fun to write a hashtag with obviously fake facts. And I did so. And pretty quickly, it took off rather spectacularly. And everyone was filling in their favorite pretend facts about towns around the UK, and particularly obviously Birmingham and the West Midlands.
Now, there have been hundreds of thousands of tweets now with the Fox News Facts hashtag. What are some of the best jokes or images that you've seen?
Oh, I mean, you only have to dip into them once or twice to see some absolute crackers. But obviously one of Birmingham's best exports is the band Duran Duran. And so somebody called No Comb Ricketts said it started in Birmingham in the 80s, you know, with bands that radicalized young people like Koran Koran. The way of combating something sometimes is to laugh at it and to spread that message, because Fox has got a massive audience. And, you know, it's important that people realize that this is not true, and it's kind of scaremongery. And by getting a hashtag trending and going around the world, people can then see that it is quite a silly thing, and there's no such problem.
All right. Now, you've taken the mickey, as the Brits say, and Prime Minister David Cameron has called Steve Emerson a complete idiot. But Mr. Emerson has apologized. You know, is it fair at this point to give the guy such a hard time?
I think those that gave him a hard time were probably right. But as I say, making jokes about it is probably the best way forward. He has apologized. And we've all, as you said, we've all said things that we didn't really get right. But to proclaim that something so definite about a city that he plainly hasn't been to seems very odd. And it seemed almost deliberately inflammatory. So, yeah, I think he should take his licks for this. But I'm sure he may well be snickering at some of the jokes that are coming his way.
Simon Ricketts, journalist with London's Guardian newspaper and creator of the hashtag FoxNewsFacts. Thank you, sir, for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You can see some of those hashtag FoxNewsFacts jokes. We've got them at PRI.org. Here's a real fact. You're listening to The World.